Today she's Masechta Bekama, Daf Nun Dalad. We will begin on Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis, six lines from the bottom. We learned in the Mishnah, Nafla Techa Shava Kalev, if into the bar fell an animal with kalim, with tools, with utensils, with whatever, so Mishnah said that Yechayiv on the Shar, the Balabar, the person who owns this bar, will be chayiv for the damage to the animal and potter ala kalim. Says the Gemara, Mesnisin, our Mishnah is delay Rabbi Yehuda, is not consistent with the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, because the Tanya, as we have learned, Rabbi Yehuda mechayiv al niska kalim bebar. Rabbi Yehuda says that if through a bar somebody's kalim broke, his opinion is that you'll be yichayiv for the kalim as well. So the Gemara delves into the source of this machlokes. Says the Gemara, my time to Rabbanan. Why did Rabbanan hold that you potter on kalim a bar? Dama krop. The pasuk that speaks about bar says, v'chiyiftach ishbar, kiyichri ishbar, v'lai chesena, v'nafal shama shar achamar. The v'taira, by singling out Shor v'chamar, speak is trying to teach us, Shor, say the Rabbanan, Shor v'loy Adam, that a Shor, Yechai for the Shor, that gets injured, and not the Adam, Chamar v'loy Kalim. Rabbi Yehuda says, Oi, the Pasuk says, Chshtof al-Shamar Shor Oi Chamar, that extra Oi comes, Rabbi Yehuda to say, comes L'Rabbis as a Kalim. There's a Rashba, which we've quoted previously, that Rashba quotes to Yerushalmi, that the halacha that Rabbanan just taught us that excludes Shor v'loy Adam, Chamar v'loy Kalim, is by a bar which is 10 tefachim deep. But a bar which is 9 tefachim deep, so it's not a bar that could cause death, as we've always been learning, the Mishnah taught us, that only a bar which is 10 tefachim deep could cause death. A bar which is 9 tefachim deep cannot cause death. There will be a chiv on kalim. The Rashba, of course, points out that the Yerushalmi and the Bavli disagree. So, and Ayurle Malin Zatzal asked the obvious question on the Yerushalmi. He says, every bar which is 10 tefachim deep is obviously also 9 tefachim deep. So if the Yerushalmi asked Rabbi Yehuda Leib holds that it's going to be chayiv because it's 9 tefachim, when will we have a bar that's 10 tefachim that will be potter? So he says a very bechiddush, that what the halacha is teaching us, he says, is that a bar that's 10 tefachim deep and the bar that's 9 tefachim deep, we're not to look at the 9 tefachim deep bar as at the 10 tefachim deep bar as a 9 tefachim deep bar plus, but rather he suggests what it means to say is that there's two different bars. There's a bar that's 9 tefachim deep, and there's a bar that's 10 tefachim deep. It's two different halachic categories. The Yifei Naim explains to Yerushalmi that certainly, if the bar is 9 tefachim deep, then by 10 tefachim you should be chayiv. He says, the why is there a difference? And why by a bar which is 9 tefachim deep are you chayiv for kalim? And why, according to Yerushalmi, and why by a bar that's 10 tefachim deep are you not chayiv for kalim? So he wants to suggest that a keli that will fall into a bar that's 9 tefachim deep will not necessarily break. And what the Yerushalmi means to teach us, he says, is that when the bar is not that deep, and all that can happen to the bar is that it should get damaged, but not useless, that's when the Torah said that you'll be chai, that's when, according to Yerushalmi, the Torah said you'll be chai for kalim in a bar. So when it's 10 tefachim deep, and the keli that falls into the bar, it's 10 tefachim deep, is not going to be able to be usable. So that's where the halacha says that that bar is not, you're not chai for kelim in a bar. But when the keli falls into a bar that can't still be usable, that's the kind of keli that's the kind of bar you'll be chayiv. Of course, the obvious question is, it shouldn't be connected to the depth of the bar, as the Yerushalmi is suggesting. It should be connected to what, and we were going to learn this, to how the keli comes out. Is it broken or not? So ask the Gemara, Rabbanon. So Yehuda just learned from the word oi, l'rabbis is a kelim. Ask the Gemara of Rabbanon, according to Rabbanon, what do they do with the word oi? Says the Gemara, oi m'boi l'chalik. They need to separate between the shor and the chamor, to teach us that now you don't need to have both, that a shor and a chamor fell in. A shor or a chamor are adequate. Ask the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, who uses the word oi for that purpose, where is he going to learn this halacha from? Rabbi Yehuda l'chalik, menofel nafka. He learns from the word v'nofel. So the word v'nofel is b'loshin yachid. The fact that it's b'loshin yachid is an indication that one is enough. Rabbanon, what will Rabbanon say? Says the Gemara, Rabbanon v'nofel tuva mashma. The word v'nofel can be used even when it's more than one thing that fell in. So, as we just said, according to Rabbanon, the Torah uses the words shor v'chamor to teach us Adam v'kelim. But for all other animals, you're going to be chayiv on a bar. So ask the Gemara, why do we learn the pasuk in this way and say, according to Rabbanon, shor v'loy Adam, chamor v'loy kelim? We know, ask the Gemara, that one of the ways that we learn halacha is by a klal prat. So why do we say, ema v'nofel klal, that means anything that falls into the bar. Then the Torah says, shor v'chamor, we're a prat. And Rabbi Shmuel teaches us, klal prat, ein b'chlal al v'shma b'frat. Where the Torah expresses itself this way, what the Torah means to say is that only what is in the prat, only what's mentioned when in the details does the halacha apply to. And therefore the halacha will be shor v'chamor in, that only by shor and a chamor will be chayiv in a bar. Midachrin eloi. Nothing else, says the Gemara. Amri, but there's another pasuk. Since the pasuk continues to say balabar yishalem, so this falls into the category of a klal uprat uklal. And the rule is by klal uprat uklal, you have to do el ka'ena prat. We're not limited to exactly what's in the detail. If it's similar to the detail, it's also acceptable. And my prat before speaks about balachayim, afkol balachayim, any animal. Ask the Gemara, but let's be a little more precise. Ima prat mafurish dovish nevlos matamba b'magu b'masam. Ashar and chamor are the types of animals that when they're dead, this tumas maga touching them, tumas masa carrying them. So we should learn that the only type of animal yechayiv for falling into a bar will be dovish nevlos matamba b'magu b'masa. Aval oifus, but dead birds, which when they're dead, don't have the halacha maga masa loy, you will not be chayiv when they fall into a bar. Answers the Gemara, if that were the case, it would be adequate for the Torah just to write imkei nichtav rachmona chad prata. It would be enough for the Torah just to write one prat. The fact that the Torah wrote shor v'chamor, which the way we're learning is redundant. The halacha that it's a living thing, that's matam b'masa, we could have learned just from shor alone or chamor alone. So therefore, it comes to add birds as well. Ask the Gemara, you're suggesting it would be adequate for the Torah to have written just one. Ask the Gemara, hai nichtav, which is the one that you would have wanted the Torah should just have said? Ikas v'shor, If the Torah would have only mentioned shor, we would come to the conclusion, have amina karv l'gavizbeach in, only an animal that could be put on the mizbeach, if it falls into a bar, would the balabar be chayiv? However, she'ena karv l'gavim mizbeach, an animal that's not put on the mizbeach, loy. V'kasser chamar, if the Torah only would have written chamar, have amina kadosh b'chayri in, she'ena kadosh b'chayri loy. We would say that only animals that are kadosh b'chayr, but anything else that's not kadosh, that doesn't have kadoshus b'chayr, then wouldn't, and it fell into a bar, you wouldn't be chayiv. Now, Rashi makes the obvious point. We would have learned, we could learn kadoshus b'chayr from shor, but Rashi says that we already use shor for something that's put on the mizbeach, so we'll say that b'chayr, that chamor is coming to add anything that could be used, that has kadoshus b'chayr, but anything that not, will not be chayiv by falling into a bar. Ella amakra, the pasuk says, but we still will be limited to something which is matama b'magav amasa. Ella amakra, says the Gemara, the Torah says, bala bar yisham kesef, kesef yashar labala, v'meis yeloi. So we learn from here, says the Gemara, called the bar misa, anything that could die, which means any living thing, yichayif for bar. So as the Gemara, Bein l'Rabbanon, the Kamamat le'Kalim, both the Rabbanon who exclude Kalim, or Bein l'Rabbi Yehuda, the Kamablu Kalim, and Rabbi Yehuda that includes Kalim. So the question is, Kalim b'nei Mesa Ninu, are Kalim subject to death? So the Gemara's question is that according to Rabbi Yehuda, how could I say that there's a chiv for bar by Kalim, if the characteristic that of the object that falls into bar to be chayiv has to be something which is bar misa, and kelim are not bnei misa. And according to Rabbanon, the question is, why do I need a pasuk to tell us that you chayiv by kelim, that you potter by kelim? Obviously you potter by kelim because they're not bnei misa, answers the Gemara, Amri. The answer is, shvirasun zui misasun. That the way that yechayiv, that a bar breaking is death. So therefore, a keli is subject to death. So the Gemara just introduced a new concept. That's the concept that a keli can be subject to death. Shviroson zuhi misosin. So the Gemara in Masechet Brachos daf nun aleph amen aleph identifies a number of conditions how a kosher bracha, kosher mitzvah has to look. And it says, chai. So there are the Rishonim debate, what does chai mean? Rashi explains that chai means that in those days, as we know, they would dilute the wine. So we shouldn't dilute the wine and then pour it into the cup which we're going to make the kosher bracha. Rather, what's supposed to be done is put the wine undiluted into the cup and afterwards do the dilution. That's pshat when it says chai. Another pshat that some Rishonim say is that we're not supposed to over-dilute the wine. Another pshat is first make the bracha, and only after you make the bracha, then you should dilute the wine. And the reason for that opinion is to show the beauty of Etz Yisrael, that the wine in Etz Yisrael is so strong, that the wine in Etz Yisrael is so strong that it needs dilutions. But the Chachmin Avona, based on our Gemara, says that now that we've learned Kalim shvirasun zui misasam, so we could use the concept of, so our Gemara is teaching us that we could use the concept of living and dead by Kali, and therefore he says that the definition of a kais chai means a whole cup. We're not supposed to use a cup which is broken for making a kosher bracha. And in fact, the Mishnah Brura and Siman Kuf Pei Gimel Sif Katan Yud says that for Kiddush one should use a kosher shleima, a whole cup. The Magen Avraham quotes the Maril that one should not even use a cup, if they have a cup that has a base, that even the base should be whole. That means even though the actual receptacle where you keep the wine is whole, but if the cup, the base is not, it should not be used. Which opens up a question. Can we use a disposable cup for making Kiddush for Kosher Bracha? Ramosh in the Shas HaTshuvos, Igros Moshe, Eruchaim Chel Gimel Siman Lamedtes, that based on this Magen Avraham, says that one should not use a disposable cup for Kosher Bracha, for Kiddush, for Brichas Hamazon. The Tzitz Eliezer in Chelek Yud Beis Siman Chof Gimel quotes Ramosha, and he says that why is the halacha that you're not allowed to use a cup, as the Magen Avraham just quoted the Maril, with a broken base, is because it's not nice that you're making a bracha on something which is broken. However, when we have a disposable cup which is whole and fine, and the fact that after you're going to use it, you're going to dispose it, doesn't take away from it being a whole, fine cup. And therefore, he is lenient in allowing one to use a disposable cup for kosher bracha. Ask the Gemara. As we've been quoting in our shiurim, going back to Daf Nun, Rav said that the reason one is chay if something falls into the bar is because of havloi, because of the suffocating air in the bar. So ask the Gemara, the Rav, Dabma, Rav that's been teaching us, the bar shechayv lov Torah, lachav lov loy chavotoy. The reason one is chay by a bar is because of the suffocating air, not because of the bar getting broken, because of the impact. So ask the Gemara, Bein Rabbanan, Bein Rabbi Yehuda, how could the Torah be speaking about kelim in a bar? Ask the Gemara, kelim b'nei havalan denu, a kelim subject to being affected by suffocating air? And says the Gemara, yes. Amri b'charati de mifki b'havla. The Torah is speaking about new kelim that break even from the bad air. Ask the Gemara, but hai v'amesi eloi. We're saying, the Gemara has been teaching us, that the words v'amesi eloi come to teach us that anything that could die, that's when you chayiv for bar. But ask the Gemara, hai v'amesi eloi, mi bai lelich de rava. Dama rava, shor psulim mekidoshim. We discussed in our previous year, if there was an animal that was once designated as a carbon, and then it became balmum, and it was redeemed, but the halacha is that it still retains some level of kedusha. What is meant when we say that it has some level of kedusha? That it can't be given as an avela to klavim. And therefore, says the Gemara, such an animal, shenafel abar, that fell into a bar potter. Why? Shenemar, because the Torah describing this, the halacha of what falls into a bar, as we've been learning, uses the words v'amesi eloi, and we learn from here b'misha mesh eloi, that an animal that belongs to the owner, yotzeh sheina mesh eloi, that it doesn't belong to the owner. So how could I say v'amesi eloi is here to teach us that anything that's subject to death is subject to hilchos bar? Ela makra, the pasuk says kesev yoshev labalam, and we learn from here l'rabbis called this labalam, anything that has an owner. Ask the Gemara, if that is the requirement to be chayif a bar, it has an owner, yachafil kelim v'adam, then even kelim v'adam have owners, nami, they too should be subject to hilchos bar. Answers the Gemara, a makra, yes, logically that ought to be the halacha, but the Torah says, shor v'lay adam, chamar v'lay kelim. Ask the Gemara, So according to Yehuda, that says that you are chai for kalim in a bar. Bishlam Ashar comes to be mat bei Adam. A person is not chayiv for death if he fell in a bar. El chamar mai mamat bei. Why will Rabbi Yehuda use the word chamar for? El amarava, says Rava, indeed. Chamar the bar Rabbi Yehuda. The word chamar that's stated in the parasha of bar according to Rabbi Yehuda. And se the Veda. The Torah speaks about the halacha of Ashavas Aveda, and the Torah says, "Lesira Ashara Achicha Asaseya Nidachem V'Selamta Mehem Hashem Tashivem Lachicha." And nobody understands. Nobody really knows. Kasha. Really, nobody really knows what the Torah had to say. The word said. I saw a pshat, and the Musaf of Yontif, we say Toiv Umetiv. Hidarish Lanu. The Torah here has saying that the word Aveda, which it says by, in this pasuk, which uses the words Hashem, which Ad Rosh Achecha, give it back to him. So we say that just like the Se in the Aveda, we don't know what to do with that Se. So too do we dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hidarish Lanu, have Rachmanis and explain and think about us that we're like that said that's lost. And in fact, I saw the Mashah says, the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Te'isi kaseh oved bakish avdecha. Kla Yisrael, he explains, in Golas is compared to a seh. We know many times Kla Yisrael and Golas are called seh pezura Yisrael. Just like, and what's the pshat? Said Aveda, the word said in this parish, in this pasuk, as we've been learning, we don't know what to do with that said. So too, we don't know what to do in this terrible galus that we are suffering. The Meshech Chochma, however, says that he maybe has a suggestion what we could do with the word said, what the Torah says in the parish of Hashavas Aveda. The Torah is teaching us, the halacha is, and we're going to learn this actually in Amos Sechta, this halacha in Amos Sechta, on Daf Ayin Tes Amid Beis, the halacha is that Osul Gadol Behemet Daka Be'et Yisrael, one is not allowed to raise these types of animals in Et Yisrael, because these animals are the type of animals that typically wander into other people's field, and the halacha in Sechta Avodah Zarah, Daf Chavav is the Roy Behemadaka, the people that do raise these types in Eretz Yisrael, of animals in Eretz Yisrael, Lemeridim V'loy Malim. So we would think if somebody lost this type of animal, we don't have to return it because the person shouldn't have raised this type of animal in the first place. That's why the Pasuk says that Seh, even though it's an animal that should not have been raised in Eretz Yisrael, if someone finds such an animal, he should return it to its owner. Says the Gemara, we learned in the Mishnah, Nafla Taichai, Shar Cher Shoit V'Katan Chayiv. Ask the Gemara, what is meant with this? My Shar Cher Shoit V'Katan, Ilema Shar Shal Cherish, a Shar that belongs to a deaf mute, Shar Shal Shoita, a Shar that belongs to a Shoita, Shar Shal Katan, the Shar that belongs to a Katan, Ha, Shor Shabikeach, it would seem that if the shor is owned by an intelligent person, then the balabar would be potter. Why would we say that? And even though I saw that there are mefarshim suggest that maybe if the owner of the animal is an intelligent person, the Torah is teaching us he should have watched his animal from falling into the bar and maybe you potter, but we don't find this type of distinction anywhere. So what is meant? Rav Yochanan, Shor Shu Cherish, Shor Shu Katan, Shor Shu Shoita, Shor Shu Katan. This is a description not of the animal, but a description of the owner. The Torah Kedosh is telling us that the animal is going to be chayiv by this type of animal, but not by Shor Shu B'Kayach. So we're learning, Ha Shor Shu B'Kayach, if the animal doesn't have one of these defects, and it falls into the bar, potter, we don't find such a distinction. Amr of Yimiyah, says the Gemara, the way to understand is as follows. Certainly, that a regular animal that falls into a bar, the owner of the bar is chayiv, because why did you make this bar? But what the Torah HaKadosh is teaching us, a shor that has one of these defects, emer rishus garmerloi lipo, the fact that he's the deaf mute is what caused him to fall. It was katnusa garmerloi lifter, the fact that he wasn't developed. Kamash Malon, that's why the Torah is teaching us that it's not the Baal, it's the Baal HaBar has to take the responsibility for what happened here. Amalei Rav Acha Lervina Vatanya, Nafalei Toich Bardas. If a Bardas fell into the bar, Potter, my love, doesn't that Bryson mean to say that the Shor is Bardas, that the Shor is an is a developed Shor? So we see that indeed, as the simple pshat of our Mishnah seems to indicate, that the only time you'll be chayiv by a bar, if a shor, which is a shor, cherishoit of a cotton fell in, not if the shor is a bardas, amalei loy. It's talking about the Adam. That an Adam that fell in will be potter, as we've been discussing, but a shor, it makes no difference. Ask the Gemara, is that true? El me'ata, according to what you're saying now, only Adam Bendasu the potter. If a person that fell into the bar, Rahman Slan, is a Bendas, that's when you'll be potter. Hola Bendas. But if the person that fell into the bar is not a Bendasu the Chayiv, but we've been learning, the Rabbanan have been teaching us throughout our Shir, El Shav Adam Ksiv, that the Torah teaches us that you're not Chayiv for an Adam that fell into the bar. Ella Mai. What does the Mishnah mean to say? What does the Brayso mean to say? Bendas? Min Bendas. Anybody who comes from the family of intelligence, that means any human being, that any human being, the halacha will be that you potter in Bendar. Ask the Gemara if that's the way you're learning. Elamiato, Amalei Vatanya, but we've learned Nofo Tachashar Bendas, potter. So we see clearly that the only shor that the Torah said that you chay for is a shor that's a shor bendas, shor that's not a bendas. Elam Rav Shavu Cherish. The way to understand is as follows: as we said earlier, Shavu ben Cherish, Shavu Shoita, Shavu Cotton. That means Shavu Cotton. The Miri explains when we speak about cotton and gold, normally we speak about an age. There's no age point by shor. It means until the shor is been trained to plow, it's considered a cotton. Dafka by those animals would there be a chiv, the chiv fall into the bar. Av shor v'pikeach, if the animal is a pikeach, potter. Ask the Gemara, why? My tama, why are you potter if the shor is pikeach? Answers the Gemara, the animal watches where it walks, and since it watches where it walks, it should have watched that it shouldn't fall into the bar. And as the Shita explains, so if it fell into the bar, the reason it's considered as if the animal injured itself and not that the bar injured the animal. Tanya Mihachi. It says the Gemara, so too does the Braisa teach us. Nafla Toichai, Shar Cherishoit Vakotten, or Suma, or Mahalch Belaila, animal walking at night where it can't see where it's going. In all these cases, the halacha is that Yechayiv, but if it's Mekeach Mahalch B'yoim, if it's an intelligent animal, as intelligent as it gets, and it's by day, where it could have seen and should have seen where it's walking, then the halacha is that's potter. And Tosfos makes an interesting point. Tosfos, earlier in our Masechta Daf Chav Zayin, says that people walk standing tall and they don't always see what's on the floor, as we learned there in the Gemara. Ein darken shel bnei adam lizboinen bedrachim. However, animals walk with their heads down, and since animals walk with their head down, the animal should have noticed where it's going. Then Muki Yosef adds another consideration. He says, people are thinking all the time. And sometimes you're preoccupied with a thought and you don't realize where you're walking. Animals aren't preoccupied with thought, with thinking. The Rambam, however, says that this halacha that our Gemara just said, that you're not chayiv b'shar b'keach, is only if the animal fell into a bar and died. But if the animal fell into a bar and it got injured, then the bar, the balabar would be chayiv. Says the Magen Mishnah that an animal, what we're saying now, if the animal is a shar b'keach, it should be able to protect itself. Only it's able to protect itself from dying. It knows not to go into a very deep, to fall into a very deep pit, which could be life-threatening. But when an animal falls into a shallow pit, the owner can't say the animal should have watched where it's walking. The animal doesn't have that level of intelligence. So point out the Miches Chinuch and the Aruch HaShulchan that if a shar b'keach falls into a pit which is deep enough to cause death, which we've been learning in our Masechta, is 10 tefachim, the owner of the pit will be exempt even if the animal only had an injury. Because what are we saying according to the Rambam, according to the way the Magen Mishnah explained the Rambam? The animal has the intelligence not to go into a very deep pit. It doesn't necessarily have the intelligence when it's not that deep, it doesn't have that intelligence to avoid that pit. So if the animal fell into a deep pit, so then the animal shouldn't have gone into that deep pit if it's a shar b'keach according to the Rambam. So even though the Rambam, they say, says that when an animal gets injured in a bar, that's not what our Gemara is saying, the animal will be exempt. But if it's a deep pit, it depends on the depth. And once the bar is 10 tefachim deep, the animal should have known not to go into it. The Ravid disagrees. And the Ravid says that when our Gemara said that you, by sharp keach b'yoyim, you potter, the Gemara didn't make any conditions, and therefore says the Ravid, under all circumstances, the halacha will be that an animal that falls into such a pit, the balabar is potter. So, even though, as we've been learning, the Torah, when it speaks about shor v'chamor by a bar, it doesn't mean only shor v'chamor. So the Gemara says that we're going to be able to apply that concept to other places in the Torah, where the Torah maybe spoke about one type of animal, but it means all types of animals. Echad shavach kabahemel in filas abar. And we'll be learning when it speaks about the animal in a bar, as we learned in Amud Aleph, it means any type of animal. Lafroshes ha-sinai. The Torah says regarding ha-sinai, as we were preparing to receive the Torah, in behemem ish la yichya, everybody was excluded. Not just behemah, chaya, and chaya and oifus as well. So the Tosfos in Masechet Sanhedrin asked the obvious question, why do we need to know what happened in Har Sinai? All the cases that we're going to speak about in our Mishnah have halachic ramifications, but this has no halachic ramification. So for now, Har Sinai was a one-time event. Why was it necessary to be taught? So the Ran actually says there is a concept of drosh v'kabel schar, that the halacha is that the concept of learning Torah is that whatever we just learn Torah, even though it's not always relevant halach l'maisa. The Miri says that whatever was not allowed to come close to Har Sinai may not enter the Beis HaMikdash either. So if the Torah is teaching us that animals, and the Mishnah is teaching us all animals were not allowed to come close to Har Sinai, they may not be brought into the Beis HaMikdash either. Teshtume Kefil. We know that if somebody steals, the Torah HaKadosh says you have to pay Kefil, the Ganav has to pay Kefil. The Pasuk says, Mishar v'at chamor atzeh, Chaim Shnaim Yishalim. It refers not just to be Chamar Sa, Shar Chamar Sa, every animal. Hashavas Aveda. We quoted earlier in the Shir the Aloch of Hashavas Aveda. And even though the Torah speaks about Lesira Shar Achicha Seyed Lidachim, V'salamta Mehem Hashem Tashim L'Achicha, it speaks about, it means all living things. Leprika, the Torah says that if you see an animal that is overloaded, we have an obligation to unload it. It shouldn't be standing in with that package. L'chasima, the Torah says, Loi Sachsim Shar Bedisha, which we learn from there, that an animal, when it's working, may not be muzzled. So that applies to all animals. L'klayim, the Torah says, Loi Sachsim B'Shar B'Chamar Yachtav, you're not allowed to work with two different types of animals. It refers to all different types of animals, which we'll discuss in the Gemara. L'Shabbos, the Torah says, V'sharch v'chamorcha v'cha b'hem t'cha, but it means everything. V'kein chai v'oif k'yotz b'hem. Not only whenever the Torah singles out a type of behemoth, do we say it refers to all behemoths, but chayis and oifis are also included. Ask the Gemara, im kein lama nemer shor achamor. Why, in the various situations that we've been identifying, has the Torah say shor chamor? Why are they singled out? Says the Gemara, because dibra kosu behaiva. These are the type of animals that are usually walking around, but it doesn't necessarily mean only shor chamor. It means every type of animal. We just learned that every type of animal does a chiv of prika. That means you have to be careful not to, if you see the animal overloaded, that you should help it. So the question that comes up that the Rashba already discusses, does this halacha apply to human beings as well? Does the person have to help a person that's overloaded? So it really touches on a fundamental question. And that is, the reason if we see an animal that's carrying a load that's too much for it, we have the obligation to help unload it, is because there's a din of Tzar Bal Chayim. And the question is there a din of Tzar Bal Chayim by people as well? The Rambam says that there is a din of Tzar Bal Chayim by people. Why would we want to differentiate between people and animals? If we have to worry about animals, we should also have to worry about people. But there are Rishonim that say that an animal doesn't have necessarily, although in our shiur we've been learning that there are intelligent animals, but the animal does not necessarily have the intelligence to watch itself. So we have the obligation to take care of it. Not by humans. And in fact, Rav Moshe Sternberg Shlita and the Shas of Chuvas and Chagas, Chelik Dalid Simen Shin Yud Dalid, says that if a person put on himself a load that's too much, we don't necessarily have to help him. You should have known not to do so. An animal doesn't put on the baggage by itself. And that's why there's an inyan tzar bal chayim. So that's why it seems that if a person put on a package on himself that was too heavy and he should have known not to do so, then he is going to be held, that we don't have to help him. But if the person didn't realize, or chas v'shalom, the person took a package that he could carry and then he got some weak and he can't carry it, of course we have to help him. I saw an interesting story. One of the Talmidim of the Alter from Slobodka, after he got married, the Alter once asked him, does he help his wife on Friday to prepare for Shabbos? And the Talmud said, of course, because the Gemara Masechta Shabbos identifies Tanoim and Amoraim, the various things that they did l'kavod Shabbos. So he said, the Alter from Slobodka said, yes, one has to prepare, there's a point that everybody has to participate in preparing for Shabbos. But that wasn't what I meant. It says, we just learned, as we just discussed, that we have to be concerned about Tzar Bal Chaim, and we're learning that Tzar Bal Chaim is not limited to people. Tzar Bal Chaim, to animals. Tzar Bal Chaim is also to people. And your wife is a person. And if your wife is preparing for Shabbos, you have to see that you should be able to help her, that she should be able to not have to carry this load herself. Says the Gemara, Mephilas bar, Kesav Yashla Balam. Ksiv, so we learned, called the Islay Balam. Kramaran, as we learned on Amar Aleph. Hafrashas HaSinai, the Torah says, how do we know that it refers to everybody? So says the Gemara, the Pasuk says, Im behemim ish lo yiya, chai b'chla behema havia. Im, so that's why a chai was included and not being allowed to come close to Har Sinai. Im is l'rabbis's oifis. Teshlumei kefil, kamrinan. A cold v'apasha, how do we know that everything's included in the chiv kefil? Because the pasuk says a cold v'apasha klal, cold v'apshia. L'shavas aveda, because the Torah says, anything that's lost, you have to help return. Leprika, yalav chamor chamor mishabbos. Just like by Shabbos, the Torah says chamor, here too. Lechasima, sima that we said, that the Torah says you're not on a muzzle, you're shor when it's working. Yalav, again, shor shor mishabbos. Lekayim, we speak about klayim, says the one, iklayim the charisha, if we're speaking about not working with two different types of animals, yalav, Shor Shor Mishabbos, we learn Exer Shor from Shabbos. Iklaim Darbo, if that the Torah is coming to speaking about mating two different types of animal, Yalap Behemtacha Behemtacha Mishabbos. Ask the Gemara, so we're saying that even though the Torah, as we learned in the Mishnah, singles out certain animals by Shabbos, it means all animals. Ask the Gemara, Vagabi Shabbos Menolon, that it refers to all animals. The Tanya Rabbi Yosef Mishim Rishmo. The Dibris Rishonis Nemar, in the Dibris Rishonis in Pashas Yisroi, the Torah says, Avdecha v'amoscha u'bemtecha. The Torah doesn't single out, the Torah does not single out the Shor v'chamor. Or the Dibris Achroinis in Pashas v'aschanan, Nemar v'shor v'chamor v'chal b'emtecha. Lo shor v'chamor, ha'aloyim b'chlal b'hemia, ha'yu. They're part of the animal family. Why do we have to single them out? V'lama yotzu. And in fact, the Shita says, the Gemara's question, we didn't really need the Dibris Rishonis to be brought in to ask this question. The question is that the Torah in the Dibris Achronis in Parshas V'Schanan says V'cho behem techo. So it means all animals. Why did the Torah single out Shorcha v'chamorcha, haloi shor v'chamor, b'chlal ko behema hayu, v'lami yotzu, why were they singled out? Loi meloch, ma shor v'chamor ha'makan, chai v'oif ki yotzu behen, to teach us that this pasuk by Shabbos serves as a source for kol Torah kula, af kol chai v'oif ki yotzu behen. But ask the Gemara, who says to learn the pasuk this way, eima behema, the Dibris Rishon is klal, Shorch v'chamorch v'dibris achroinus are a prat, and klal a prat, as we mentioned earlier in our shir, ein b'chlal el b'frat. And that will teach us that shor v'chamor in, that shvises behemta only apply to shor v'chamor, midachrin eloi. Amri answers the Gemara, because v'kol behemtacha, the dibris achroinus, is another klal, chaz v'klal, so we learn from here, klal a prat u klal, you have to don el kana prat, anything similar to the prat. Ma prat meforsh balachayim, it's speaking about animals, af kol balachayim are included that you're not allowed to work with them on Shabbos. And Tosfos points out that even though in Shas we know that we only learn a klal prat a klal when the psukim are near each other, but here the psukim start in Parshas Yisroi, and then they go all the way to Parshas Veschanon. So how can we learn a klal prat a klal when the psukim are not near each other? Answers Tosfos, since both psukim that are being discussed here are speaking about the same thing, they're speaking about the Aseres Hadibris, therefore, even though they're not close, they are considered one subject, and you can learn a klal, prat, to klal. Ask the Gemara, but maybe the way to understand this is Eima ma prat mefurish, davish and avlos matam v'magim masa, shav v'chamar matam v'magim masa. I'll learn from here, av kol davish and avlosoi matam v'magim masa, avl oifis that don't have tumas magim masa loy, amri, so answers the Gemara, we had this discussion, similar type of discussion on Aleph. In kein nichter rechmana chad prota. What did the Torah have to say? Shor chamor. They're both metamba v'magim masa. So says the Gemara, hai nichter rechmana. Which would you want the Torah to say? Ikas rechmana shor. If you would want that the Torah should only say shor. Have mina karvel gab mizbeach in. Only something that's put on the mizbeach is subject. It has this halacha. Shein a karvel gab mizbeach loy. Because the shor is put on the mizbeach. That's why kas rechmana chamor. That's why the Torah writes the word chamor. Vikasra chamor, if the Torah would have written the chamor, have been a kaddish b'chayra in, only something that's subject to b'chayra, and the chamor, even though it's not a kosher animal, it is subject to b'char, but anything else, not. Kasra chamor shor. And as we said earlier in our shir, even though shor is also kaddish b'chayra, but we know shor, but we already know about Kadosh B'chayr from Chamor, so the shor would be superfluous. Ella, says the Gemara, Ella, how do we know that all animals have a din of Shvisis Behemta, that you're not allowed to work with them on Shabbos? V'cho Behemtacho, says the Gemara, Ribuyehu. And this is the basis, says the Tosfos Beit Peretz, for the halacha that we know, that Beis Hillel says there's a din on Shabbos of Shvisis Behemah. Shvisis behema means that we're not allowed to work with an animal on Shabbos. But it's only a behema. There is no din of Shvisis kalim. The kol echad the kasher rechmana asked the Gemara, is this true that whenever the Torah used the word kol, ribuyahu, v'gaba masa, the ksiv, kol, where the Torah uses the word kol, and yet we explain the pasuk with a klal prat, because the Torah says, regarding what you could buy with Maaser Sheni money. We know in the first and the second, fourth and the fifth years of the Shemitah cycle, we give Maaser Sheni, and the din of Maaser Sheni is that it has to be taken to Shalayim to be eaten there. But if somebody wants to redeem the Maaser Sheni, he can redeem it and use the money to buy in food in Shalayim. And the Torah, in describing what you could do with the Maaser Sheni money in Yerushalayim, says, V'nasata kesev b'chol shtav v'nafshcha klal, b'bokar b'tzoyin, b'yayin b'sheikh prat, v'b'chol shtav v'nafshcha chaz v'klal. So we learn from here, klal prat to klal, yata donel kena prat. Ma prat mefurish pri mepri, something that comes from something that was born. An animal is born from an animal that was born. G'dulei karka, it's something that is nourished from the ground. Af kol prima priva gduli karka. So we see that even though the Torah used the word bekol, we're learning klal prat to klal. Amri beklal bekol. There's a difference when the Torah uses the word bekol, as it does by Meiser, versus where the Torah just uses the word kol, as in Shabbos, where it says kol behemtacha. Ibe saima kol nami kolhu. My miu hai kol dehocha. The word kol that the Torah said by Shabbos is obviously coming to be marba. The Torah could have just used the same wording to exhibit dibros rishonis, as in the dibros in parashas v'yisrael. The fact that it says v'chol behemtacha, shema mino, that the Torah wants to add all animals. Ask the Gemara, hash damit kol ribuyahu. Nada was saying that the Torah using the word kol behemtacha and Parshas Veschanan means all animals. So ask the Gemara, Behem Techa the Dibris HaRishoinus, V'shor V'chamor, the Dibris HaChroinus Lomeli, Amri, answered the Gemara, Shor, the reason why the Torah mentioned Shor is L'gmuri Shor Shor L'chsima, that just like by Shabbos, all animals are included. So to, even though the Torah said Shor, so to the Halacha, that we're not allowed to muzzle an animal when it's working, applies to all animals. Chamor lagmur, chamor, chamor laprika. That not only a donkey do we have to unload its package if it's too heavy, but all animals. Behemtacha, Lagruri behemtcha behemtcha leklayim. The word behemtcha that said by Shabbos is to say that all animals are subject to klayim. Ask the Gemara if that's the case that we're learning from here, that all everything that's included in Hilchos Shabbos, there's a din of klayim. So the halacha ought to be afila adam litzer. A person should not be allowed to lead a carriage together with an animal. Alama tanan. What does the Mishnah Masechet Klayim teaches us? Adam muta mekulon lachar shalom shoich. A person is allowed to plow or lead a wagon together with an animal. Amra papa. Pupnoi yudai tamda milsa. The Tamidim that come from the city Pupnoi know the answer to this question. Manu, who was the Talmud that came from Pupnoi? Rav Acha ben Yaakov. Amra kra. The Torah only compares a person regarding Hilchos Shabbos, that he's supposed to rest on Shabbos, the Torah is comparing the Evah V'Oma only to an animal, only regarding the Halach of Shabbos, not regarding any other type of person, not regarding any other Halachah.